local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef direct from us, the ranchers. Lock in today's lower prices before October 15th in bulk packages or box sets at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I., lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century, and now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control, those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want!
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose of just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin. Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Resistance is not futile. We're going to win this thing. Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter. Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. It's in your court.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tahibo Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea can be tremendously beneficial for healthy people because it helps build the immune system and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's 818-610-8088.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show, hosted by Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club.
Welcome to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. Our programs on Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. are live listener call-in shows. Now, today, we're doing something special. Anyone who calls in that we select to talk to live on the air will get a free one-pound package of our tea, and I really do mean free. No $34.95 for the tea, no shipping charge, no handling charge, no credit card, no tax. Free is free. So call 877-488-1360. To ask questions live on the air or to share your successes with Tahibo Tea. That number to call live is 877-488-1360. Once again, the live call-in number is 877-488-1360. Now don't forget, you can also stream our programs and listen to them anytime, day or night, on iHeartRadio. Just download the free iHeartRadio app on your cell phone, or if you're on your computer, just go to iHeartRadio and either way in the search engine of the app or iHeart's website, simply search for Tahibo and we'll be the only ones, so that's us. Now, the Tahibo tree is an amazing tree. It never gets sick, it never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, the highest potency Tahibo comes from the inner bark of the tree where the arterial and vein systems, called the xylem and the phloem, in a tree reside, which bring nutrients to the rest of the tree. That's why we only harvest mature trees over 40 years old in the rainforests of Brazil. The harvest method we use is to semi-strip the outer bark to get to the inner bark without cutting down the tree and allowing it to heal itself, so we can actually harvest the same tree again in 6 months. It's also the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So those benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to contend with on a daily basis. Parasites would be something like stomach problems, inflammation would be something like rheumatoid arthritis, infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection, viral would be any virus from herpes to HIV to coronavirus, bacteria would be something like gum disease or stomach bacteria, and fungus would be something like toenail fungus, yeast, or candida. Go ahead, listener. You're on the live live with Milan Vukovic. Nope, we lost her. In any event, maybe more importantly, what our tea does is it builds the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. And our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better, to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Now, some of the topics we'll discuss on today's show are Tahibo tea versus AIDS, anemia, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, cancers, candida, colitis, diabetes, diverticulitis, eczema, fungus, gastritis, gonorrhea, gout, HIV, impotence, infections, leukemia, lupus, prostatitis, pyorrhea, rheumatism, ringworm, ulcers, viruses, and yeast. Now, let's take a look. We've got a listener on the line. Go ahead, listener. You're live with Milan Vukovic on the air.
Yeah, I have a question regarding would it help for the prostate?
Well, for the prostate, it's tremendously beneficial. First of all, as the prostate enlarges, men tend to have to go to the bathroom 3, 4, 5, 6 times a night. Once they start drinking a tea, we start getting phone calls from the men going, "This is truly amazing. I'm going to the bathroom like a normal human being once not at all throughout the whole night." The other thing is for prostate cancers, we've got more successful prostate cancer cases than any other type of cancers, not because the tea is necessarily more effective for prostate cancer, but simply because it's more prevalent than any other type of cancer. 80% of men are going to contract prostate cancer by the time they turn 80. Now, with all of our literature, we always include informational booklets that say, you know, please give us a call to tell us about your case so we can, help more people. Well, one day I got a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas, and he says, you know, he says, "I've been a customer of yours for 5 years now, and in your booklet it says to give you a call, so I'm giving you a call." And I said, "Well, go ahead, please go ahead, tell me about your case." He says, "Well, 5 years ago I had prostate cancer. My PSA level was 1,200. Now, I'm thinking, I don't understand this guy's Southern Texas draw, so I asked him, "You mean 120? Because we'd never had anyone that had more than 500, and very few men get over 100 in any case. And he goes, "No, 1,200. My PSA level was so high, they didn't want to give me chemo, and you know they're going to give you chemo whether it works or not just to collect on the money. I had no other choices, started drinking your tea, and not only am I still alive 5 years later, my PSA level is now 1.25. Now, have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer, or do you know what your PSA level is?
No, I don't, but I had a cousin that died from prostate cancer, and also I had friends that had been diagnosed.
Well, with prostate cancer, there's two types of prostate cancers. There's slow-growing prostate cancers and very aggressive prostate cancers. The slow-growing prostate cancers, you know, keep growing for like 10, 20 years, and depending on the age of the man, he might not pass from the slow-growing prostate cancer. On the other hand, fast-growing cancers, prostate cancers, can be truly, truly, truly devastating. I mean, it'll start, the cancer will start moving into the whole body, the bones, everywhere. I had a customer in Phoenix call me one day, and he said that he had, you know, aggressive, fast metastasizing prostate cancer that was in his bones, permeating his whole body. And I said, no, you know, in your case, it's definitely a race. You have to beat the disease before it beats you. So in your case, you have to drink at least eight-ounce glasses a day or more, as much as you can humanly stand. 4 months later, he calls me back. He says, you know, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago, he says, but he says, I had the prostate cancer. It was aggressive, metastasizing through my whole bones, my body, everywhere. You told me to drink at least eight glasses a day or more, as much as I could humanly stand. And I literally took that to heart, and I was drinking a gallon a day, 16 glasses a day. He says, I was drinking so much of your tea that sometimes I was drinking a tea and having to go pee at the same time. But I'll tell you what, in 4 months, I don't have prostate cancer anymore. So it's very effective against prostate cancer, and it's got just so many other, you know, health benefits that you know, it helps with, that it makes a lot of sense, you know, to drink the tea. You know, after that Beaumont, Texas guy called me with his 1200 PSA, a couple of months later, this man from Saskatchewan, Canada called to order the tea, and he says, you know, I've heard good things, and I'd like to place an order. And in order to give the man hope, you know, I start telling him the case about the man from Beaumont, Texas. He says, that's nothing. My PSA level is 2100. I go, oh, come on, get the heck out of here, man. Is that even possible? He says, well, it's got to be, because that's what mine is. I said, you have to promise to call me back, because I absolutely need to know what happens. He emails me 6 months later, and he says, I'm getting my PSA checked every 2 months. At the two-month level, it went from 2100 to 100. At 4 months, it went from 100 to 10. And now it's at 6 months, it's at 1.75. So with the tea is effective against all types of cancers, but you know, because so many men will contract prostate cancer, and it's also a very good preventive. You know, you don't have to, you know, be sick to drink the tea. We have a lot of famous athletes that drink our tea because they want faster muscle recovery. You know, they play in the NFL. They get beat up on a Sunday. Sometimes they have to turn around and go play on Thursday again, which is no recovery time at all. And then we have famous entertainers and singers that drink it because, you know, they can't afford to get sick when they're supposed to perform. You know, there's a lot of loss of money if they don't perform. Any other concerns that you might have?
No, that was my main concern, and just wanted to prevent the prostate cancer, and so that's why I was calling.
Well, very good. Hang on just for a second while I write down your telephone number here that I see on the screen, because after we get off the air, one of my employees will give you a call, take down your address, and we'll ship you out of a free pound of the tea. It'll go out today. You'll get it on Monday. And included in the package, of course, you'll have the informational literature that'll tell you all about the beneficial properties of the tea, its uses, and its proper preparation directions. And God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you, your family, and friends that it's had for mine and so many others. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty now. Let's take a look where we should continue. Now, the other nice thing about our tea is that our tea has no contraindications with any food, supplements, or medications. It's naturally caffeine-free and can be drank in any quantity throughout the day by anyone over the age of 3. In my family, everyone from my 23-year-old son to my 89-year-old father drinks the tea all day, every day, instead of water. I just drink water 3 or 4 times a week when I get tired of drinking a tea. Now, Tahibo tea naturally helps the body, the organs, and the immune system to heal themselves to be doing what they're supposed to be doing in the first place. Besides the beneficial properties that I already mentioned, since the tea works through the bloodstream, it helps fortify the blood for those who are anemic, while cleansing the blood of cholesterol, helping to control high blood pressure and blood sugar. All right, we'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tahibo Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's 818-610-8088. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tahibo Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea can be tremendously beneficial for healthy people because it helps build the immune system and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. Our programs on Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. are live listener call-in shows. That live listener call-in number is 877-488-1360. Once again, that live call-in number is 877-488-1360. Now, today, we're doing something special. Anyone who calls in that we talk to live on the air will get a free one-pound package of our tea. And I really do mean free. No $34.95 for the tea, no shipping charge, no handling charge, no credit card, no tax. Free is free. So call 877-488-1360 to ask questions live on the air or to share your successes with Tahibo Tea. That number is 877-488-1360. Now don't forget, you can also stream our programs and listen to them any time of day or night on iHeartRadio. Just download the free iHeartRadio app on your cell phone, or if you're on your computer, just go to iHeartRadio.com, and either way, in the search engine of the app or the iHeart's website, simply search for Tahibo. We'll be the only ones, so that's us. Now, our telephone lines are starting to light up over here. Let's see if we can get to a couple of callers. Go ahead, listener. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. My question is, do you build up an immunity from the tea where it no longer has its benefits to you?
No. Drinking the tea is kind of like exercising. What happens is that the more you keep doing it, the more your immune system builds up, and the more cell regeneration you get from drinking the tea.
I love that answer, explaining it like exercise, and you can't exercise too much. So, yeah, that's a good answer. Thank you.
No, exactly. Any other issues on your mind?
When you say it's a tea, I always think of, like, you know, the normal Lipton tea or something like that. Does it brew up about the same in the rest?
Not exactly. Even though we call it tea, what we actually make when we prepare it properly is a decoction. And a decoction is just a fancy word for what our forefathers used to do when they used to take a root and cook it in order to release its beneficial properties. So it's really easy to make, but it's more like cooking spaghetti rather than making tea. And the directions are printed on all our packaging as well as in the informational literature. But I'll quickly tell you how easy it is to make so you don't think you're going to have to go out and get a degree in physics in order to make it. All you do is take a pot of water, bring it to a boil. Once the water is boiling, toss in 1 tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of boiling water. Cook it on high boil for 5 minutes. Reduce the heat and continue cooking on low boil for an additional 15 minutes. So your total cooking time is 20 minutes. Turn it off, you're done. Now, since our tea comes from the only tree in the world fungus doesn't grow on, you can make a whole big batch, 10 or 20 cups at one time. You can leave the tea in the pot. It'll stay good for 4 days without refrigeration. You can put the tea in the fridge. It'll stay good for 8 days with refrigeration. And you can drink the tea hot, room temperature, cold, or ice. And, of course, it has no caffeine, so you can literally drink it all day, all night. And it has a really mild, pleasant flavor, kind of halfway between green tea and regular tea, but a little bit sweeter tasting than either one of those two all by itself. So if you had a taste test with the regular tea, green tea, and our tea would win 90% of the time.
Well, that sounds easy enough to do. And then if you sweeten it or anything like you could with a tea or that, does that affect the quality of it?
It doesn't affect the quality of the tea, but sugar or sweeteners are about the only thing we don't recommend to add to the tea because they feed everything bad in the body from fungus to yeast to candida. So what's better if you do want to change the flavor is at the same time you're tossing the loose tea in to cook, take any old fruit that you have on hand, an apple, a peach, a pear, slice it up and cook it with the tea, or cinnamon, cook it with the tea, ginger, cook it with the tea, and it'll taste just like that. And so that's the best thing to do. Sweeteners are just not a good thing. Sugar is bad, and all the artificial ones are even worse.
Okay, well, that answers my questions. I love a flavored tea, so just like all the other flavored teas, you just do it with natural items or fruits and that I hear.
Exactly. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for calling in. You'll get a phone call from my staff in about an hour to send you out the free package of tea, and then stay in touch because the only way we can help more people is to hear back from your experience. Thank you. Good morning, listener. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic.
Hi, Milan. Is it okay to call on behalf of somebody else?
Sure.
Okay. I have somebody I know that has rheumatoid arthritis really bad, and they want to do some really strange operation on their hands where they...
Wow.
Sounds like they want to almost replace their knuckles or something. Sounds horrible.
Wow, I hadn't even heard of that. I'm surprised that they would even attempt to do something like that, like what you mentioned, like something like replacing knuckles or whatever the heck they're going to do.
Yeah, I've known people that had knee replacements that just went through all kinds of difficulty and with mixed results, you know, depending on who it was. But what about rheumatoid arthritis?
With rheumatoid arthritis, is a condition that is brought on by your own immune system basically attacking itself and as a result causing inflammation. So in both of those situations, our tea is phenomenal. First of all, our tea helps fix the immune system. And second of all, our tea is a fantastic anti-inflammatory. So we get a lot of phone calls from people that get relief from rheumatoid arthritis. And some of them are just, you know, really very, very interesting. This one lady called in one day, and she said that they bought the tea because her husband had lung cancer. But the tea tastes great, and she read that it had all these beneficial properties. So she's, you know, drinking the tea along with her husband. And she says, we've got a two-story house, and unfortunately, the bedrooms are all on the second floor. And I have rheumatoid arthritis in one of my knees, and I couldn't walk up the stairs, going left foot, right foot, you know, I'd step with the left, drag the right, step left, drag right, step left, drag right. So after about 3 weeks of drinking the tea, one day I had to go upstairs to get something from one of the bedrooms, and I start walking up the stairs, and I stop midway up the stairs going, there's something different. She goes, oh my God, I'm stepping like a normal person, left, right, left, right, left, right. She says it's truly, truly, you know, unbelievable. And so we get cases like that with rheumatoid arthritis all the time. Now, osteoarthritis, on the other hand, is a different situation. With osteoarthritis, that's bone-based. And so the T doesn't help the bones. The T helps with a lot of things, but it doesn't help with bones. So what it does do, though, for patients with osteoarthritis is it cuts down on the inflammation and the pain so that they can wait for the surgery. And because one day this lady called up and she says, why are you telling people it doesn't work for osteoarthritis? I go, well, because I know the T doesn't do anything for the bones. She says, so what? It cuts down on my inflammation, it cuts down on my pain. She says, I can wait comfortably for my operation. I go, okay. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I was wondering how long does the tea last, you know? I mean, it's just a bark, so it probably lasts for a long time. I bought some back in the probably late 80s and had it in a coffee can and found it here not too long ago when you started talking about it. I was just curious if...
Well, we've been testing ours for 10 years now, and it's... still in tip-top shape, so we don't know if it lasts 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years. But if you would do me a favor, when we get off the phone, when we get off the radio live, one of my staff is going to call you to get your address to ship you a free pound of RT. Now, okay. when you do get that free pound of RT, we'll include a return envelope. And if you wouldn't mind sending me some of that tea that you have from the 1980s, because I'll go ahead and have it analyzed. I'm always interested in learning about Tahibo. So if you could do that. Now, let me just confirm, because I've written down a lot of phone numbers, that your phone number is the one that ends with 1075. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so okay. Let me put a note over here. Send envelope as well, so we can include that in your package. Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Do you think you could do that for me?
Yes, I could.
Okay.
One other thing, just a quick testimony. I had a friend in Loveland that used to make a tincture with your tea and give it to people that he knew that were going through chemotherapy.
Uh-huh.
And everyone in that group that used the tincture that he made, they all survived, which, you know, isn't, you don't normally get 100%.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, out of that, they knew a lot of people that they lost, and the others, the other thing about it was that they were all talking about how much better their symptoms and all the difficulties that they went through, hair loss and all kinds of things, that they had substantially reduced symptoms.
Absolutely. Our tea is absolutely phenomenal for patients who are taking chemotherapy. If they drink enough of our tea and they start it before they start chemotherapy, oftentimes they'll report no side effects at all from the chemotherapy. But invariably, when they, regardless of when they start, they're going to have reduced symptoms from the chemo. And even better, oftentimes they can stop the chemotherapy treatments early. I got an email from a man in Northern California. His wife had leukemia. She was getting treated with chemotherapy at Stanford Hospital. And he emails me and he says, you know, he says, she started drinking the tea immediately as soon as she was diagnosed, before they started the chemo. And subsequent to that, she started the chemo treatments at Stanford Hospital. And she was the only one in the whole oncology ward there that didn't get sick. Everybody else was sicker than a dog, and she didn't feel a thing from the chemo. But even better, he says, is that she was slated for 18 chemotherapy treatments, and they were able to stop after 9.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's absolutely a godsend. So God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you, your friends, and your family. And then I look forward to getting that sample that you're going to send me of the tea from the 1980s, because I'll go ahead and have that sent to a laboratory and have that analyzed, and I'll let you know. But I'm believing that it's still, still going to be good.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Well, very good. It's been good speaking with you. To the other listeners that we have on the line right now, we'll get back to you right after this short commercial break from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. We are a gold and silver company based out of Arizona and Colorado, a family-owned business that has a stellar record of customer service for over 25 years. Call us at 800-951-0592 and go to allamericangold.com to order metals and learn more. Also, go to 1360khnc.com to stream our radio shows Monday through Friday right here on the Roar of the Rockies. We are proud to be working with Milan and the Tehebo Tea Club. The Patriot Trading Group, 1-800-951-0592, your gold and silver experts.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tehebo Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea can be tremendously beneficial for healthy people because it helps build the immune system and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Tehebo Tea Club radio show. Go ahead, listener. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic. Hello, listener. Are you there?
Hello.
Oh, hi. I can hear you now. How are you?
Good. My question was, can I drink the tea if I'm pregnant or nursing?
We don't recommend it for pregnant, nursing women, or infants under the age of 3, because they have different nutritional needs than children or adults. So we recommend the tea to be drank for anyone from the age of 3 and up.
Okay. Thank you. I think that was my question.
All right. Thank you so much. And our employees will give you a call in about 45 minutes to send you a package of our tea. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, listener. You're live on the radio with Milan Vukovic.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, I have a question about the Party Arco. Can you take it in capsule form, or does it need to be processed through your method?
It's much more effective as a tea than as a capsule, and I'll tell you why. Because the tea is not made from leaves, it's made from the inner bark of the tree. Well, actually, you can make the tea from any part of the tree, and so the junk that they sell at the supermarkets and the resellers on Amazon.com and eBay and whatever the case is, I mean, they're just taking any old part of the tea and grinding it up and using that to make the tea. But the best part is the inner bark, which is wood, of course. And so in order to extrapolate the beneficial properties of the wood, you do need to make a decoction, which means that you have to cook it on high boil for 5 minutes and on low boil for an additional 15 minutes. So the total cooking time is 20 minutes. Now, the people that are making capsules out of the tea, what they're doing is they're taking the wood, they're grinding it up, and they're having a guy with a capsule machine stuff capsules with the raw wood, and then they're expecting our stomach to do some amount of cooking of the raw wood. Well, our stomach does do some amount of cooking of the raw wood, but nowhere near as much as you do with, you know, boiling it and make it into tea. And that's the reason that we don't make capsules. I mean, if the capsules were anywhere near as effective, I'd have a guy sitting in a corner of the warehouse doing nothing but stuffing capsules all day long, because these days a capsule stuffing machine can't be much more than $500. So if it were anywhere close as effective, we'd be doing that. The thing about the capsules is from a convenience standpoint, it's a little bit more convenient because you don't have to wait 20 minutes to cook the tea, or if you're traveling or whatever the case is.
Right. All right, well, I've been taking capsules for quite a while. I have high blood sugar, and it really didn't do anything for me that I could tell. So I was curious.
I'll tell you what. Since you're going to get a free one-pound bag of tea anyhow, and it'll show up on Monday, follow the directions on that and drink our tea basically like water or instead of water, meaning 6, 7, 8 glasses a day or more. And if you do drink 8 glasses a day of our tea, you don't have to drink water. It can replace the water because our tea doesn't have any caffeine. And you're going to see your blood sugar start dropping dramatically. Now, are you taking insulin, a pill like metformin, both or nothing?
They started me on both, metformin and insulin.
And on average, how many units of insulin per day do you take?
12.
12?
It's a one-shot, long-lasting.
Okay.
I take 12 units.
Okay, so that's not that much. A lot of people take 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. But that, anyhow, anytime you can get off of drugs and needles and that sort of thing, it's always a good thing. So here's what you should expect to see happen if you drink 8 glasses a day of our tea. You keep taking your medication. You start drinking our tea. And in 2 weeks, you should notice that instead of needing 12 units of insulin, you only need 9 units of insulin. In 4 weeks, you'll notice that you only need 6 units of insulin. And at that point, you can also throw away one of the metformins, because I gather you're taking one metformin in the morning and one at night. Is that correct?
Well, actually, I'm taking 2 at night.
You're taking both of them at night?
Yes.
Okay. So either way, throw out one of the metformins, and you've cut the dosage of your insulin down to 6. At the 6-week mark, you should notice that you'll be able to cut down your insulin to 3, and in 2 months, you'll notice that you don't need the insulin or the metformin at all, so you can throw away the other metformin. And for diabetes, it works on virtually everybody. And the healing period is somewhere between 2 to 3 months, but you'll see gains every 2 to 3 weeks. So in other words, you'll see that your blood sugar is coming down, and so that way you can wean yourself off the medication, and then you know, do call us back and tell us tell us how it worked for you, because that's the only way we can help more people. But for diabetes, there's only one cause of diabetes, so it works on virtually everybody. You know, it's insulin secretion from the pancreas, as opposed to, say, for example, high blood pressure. There's a billion causes of high blood pressure, everything from narrowing of the arteries as we get older to getting mad at the politicians on TV all day long. So, you know, as a result, for high blood pressure, it works in about 50% of the cases, but for diabetes, it works in over 90% of the cases.
All right. Well, wonderful. I'll give it a try. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Now, if you are taking medications for any condition, please continue taking the medications until your measurements are at a level where your doctors tell you to reduce the level of medication. So, for example, if you're a diabetic, You should be taking your blood sugar level daily in order to know your current dose of insulin, and you know how to adjust it as well. Because let's say you're taking on average 40 units of insulin per day. Well, some days you might take 50, other days you might take 30. Well, that's a big 40% swing, so you should be taking your blood sugar on a daily basis. And RT does not replace the drug. What RT does is it helps the body to heal itself to be doing what it's supposed to be doing in the first place. Now, so diabetes is one of the easiest diseases that one can actually see the T working. And as I mentioned, even though the complete healing period for diabetes is 2 to 3 months, you can see it working on a daily, weekly basis. Now, don't forget, this is a live call-in show, and that live call-in number is 877-488-1360. And you can ask questions live on the air or share your successes with the Hebo T. That live call-in number is 877-488-1360. And today, anyone who calls that we talk to live on the air will get a free one-pound package of our tea. And we really do mean free. No $34.95 for the tea, no shipping charge, no handling charge, no tax, no credit card, and free really is free. So call our live call-in number at 877-488-1360. All right, we've got a couple of callers that have called in.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're on the air live with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Milan. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I had a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. So when making the tea, first and foremost, what is kind of the ideal water chemistry? So let me expand on that a little bit.
Yes.
I'm on well water. The uh-huh. chemistry of my well water is nothing even remotely close to what somebody who is, say, on a typical municipal water supply
right.
would be. So is there you know, is there a particular pH range of the water that you look for, some kind of particular chemical composition or chemical abstinence that you look for in the water? If you can elaborate on that, that'd be great.
Yeah, you'd want water with the highest pH level that's possible. Do you know what the pH level of your water is?
I do. It's 8.5.
Oh, fantastic. That water is perfect already.
Okay, so you're looking for, or so ideally it needs more of an alkaline type of water or base rather than acidic or neutral.
It does not, but alkaline water is just better for us as it is. You know, so from that standpoint, alkaline water is you know, better than neutral water, because our body happens to be acidic, and it's really crazy. Almost everything we consume, 80-90% of the stuff are acidic. I mean, you know, most people don't realize that a banana is acidic. On the other
right.
hand, most people assume that a lemon is acidic, because if you take lemon juice and squeeze it over a nail, the nail will start to rust. However, our body doesn't treat the lemon as acidic; it treats it as alkaline. But for the most part, most of the things that we consume, unfortunately, are acidic, and most people's pH level is out of whack. And RT also happens to increase the pH level, and so RT will actually increase the pH level of any water that a person uses. Of course, if you start with 8.5, you know it's. That's a great starting point, as opposed to somebody who's starting. This one guy I was talking to the other day, he had a water pH of 5.5. I'm going, oh my God, why would you even drink that?
Yeah, that's pretty acidic, and I'm sure even as far as the alkalinity is concerned, there's probably a buffer point where it will not increase the pH Rather, it will just tend to buffer it and stabilize it at a certain point.
Yeah.
But my next question is, what part of the tree or the plant derivative is your product obtained from? Is it bark, root, wood pulp, leaf, combination of everything?
Yeah. Ours is the pure inner bark of the tree. And that's because that's where the nutrients for the tree are distributed to the rest of the tree. So that's the only part that we use. Now, we've got a commercial coming up, and I can talk to you after the commercial. Hold on then.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tahibo Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's 818-610-8088.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. We are a gold and silver company based out of Arizona and Colorado, a family-owned business that has a stellar record of customer service for over 25 years. Call us at 800-951-0592 and go to allamericangold.com to order metals and learn more. Also, go to 1360khnc.com to stream our radio shows Monday through Friday right here on the Roar of the Rockies. We are proud to be working with Milan and the Tahibo Tea Club. The Patriot Trading Group, 1-800-951-0592, your gold and silver experts.
Welcome back to the Tahibo Tea Club's live radio show. Listener, are you still with me?
I am.
Okay, very good. Before we went to commercial break, we were talking about which part of the tree is used. Now, the stuff that you can buy at the regular stores, they use any old part of the tree that they can get their hands on, and then they grind it up. Well, two things happen with that. First of all, you're not getting the best part of the tree that has the most beneficial properties. And second of all, if you're grinding up the outer bark, you're also, you know, getting a flavor that you don't really want, that tastes like mud, as opposed to ours. So, see, because this tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested, the arterial and vein system brings the nutrients to the rest of this tree in a tree that's called the xylem and the phloem, and that resides just inside the outer bark. So if you semi-strip the outer bark to get to that part of the tree, the inner bark, and just harvest that, you're getting the arterial and vein system that's providing the nutrients to this amazing tree. And so that's the part that's the only part that we use. And as a result, it has a really mild, pleasant flavor. As I said, in a taste test, it'll beat Lipton tea or green tea, you know, 90% of the time. And not only that, the most important thing is it has the most beneficial properties, because regardless if you drink the tea just for general health maintenance, you know, you want it to help your health. Or, you know, if you're fighting a potential life-threatening disease, you really need it to help you at that point.
I agree. Well, I'm really looking forward to trying the tea. I don't have any kind of a terminal or even chronic health condition. I'm looking at it personally from a preventative but really looking forward to trying it. And my final question, Milan, maybe a little bit of a tricky one. So what is your company doing to help ensure sustainability of this product?
Yeah, well, what we're doing is we're semi-stripping the outer bark so that the tea heals itself and we can harvest the same tree again in 6 months. And as opposed to, you know, cutting the tree down or doing something like that. And that is a problem, because what's happening is the big corporate farms, which are not really farms, they're just basically corporations, kind of like here in the United States that's happening as well, where you've got these corporations taking over everything. They're cutting down the rainforest to clear land to for themselves, which is just really, really, really a tragedy. I mean, can you imagine? Here you've got, you know, the whole world's pharmacy basically in the rainforest, and these people are cutting down trees intentionally. So it's terrible. So hopefully something will be done about that, but I don't think it'll be quickly, because there's not only in their government but in virtually every government there's a lot of corruption. So I don't really hold out much hope that they're really going to do much, but we'll see.
I agree.
Anyhow,
I agree.
Thank you so much
all
for
right.
calling
well,
in
thank you,
and,
that's all I have.
You got it, take care. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
I was wondering how it affects heart disease and blood pressure.
Okay. With blood pressure, some people it helps dramatically. Other people it doesn't help at all. And the reason is because there's just too many different reasons a person can have high blood pressure. A person can have high blood pressure from narrowing of the arteries as they get older, to getting mad at the politicians on TV all day long, in which case, obviously, it's not going to help them at all. But it's still certainly well worth trying, because 1 pound of our tea makes 300 8-ounce cups or glasses of tea. So that's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if somebody's drinking our tea instead of water, 8 glasses a day, 8 times 12 cents is 96 cents a day, to at least give themselves an opportunity for success. So with high blood pressure, certainly recommended to take. Now, with regards to heart disease, any specific type of heart disease that you're talking about?
It's they just call it a little bit of a left ventricle valve disease, and I did do some stuff, and it improved from the second test that they did, and they were surprised. I did do some exercises and going to the gym and everything, but I just wondered if you had any call-in on how that it improved. You know, it says it brings oxygen to your system.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that left ventricle that you described, is it leaking or not shutting?
Just barely.
Okay.
Just barely.
All right, because with the heart, what also happens is this is, first of all, as a muscle, our tea helps it, because it helps it to regenerate the cells, and it helps it to, by getting more oxygen in there and all that. Kind of like when athletes drink our tea. I mean, they want to get more oxygen into their muscles. So from that standpoint, it's very beneficial. However, we have not had a complete reversal of, let's say, congestive heart failure by drinking our tea. I mean, just recently we had a customer, and she had a congestive heart failure where three of the valves were leaking and the fourth one was frozen shut, and her heart was only pumping at 30%. And when your heart only pumps at 30%, it doesn't move the blood around your body efficiently enough, and
right.
you start getting water buildup around your lungs and other places around the body, and in her case, it was building up around her lungs, and so she couldn't breathe, and she ended up having to go to the hospital, where she was in the hospital for like 2-3 weeks before they were able to actually clear up that condition. But our tea did not really do very much for her, from that standpoint. But you'll see when you get your package on Monday. Go ahead and try it, and see how it works. And then, like I say, please give us a call and let us know how it works for you, so we can share the information with other people.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. You're on the air live with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Listener. I had a question.
Yes.
I had a question. I have a mild case of gout, and I was wondering what it would do for that.
Oh, for gout, it's absolutely phenomenal. This one day, I got a call from this man that's good friends with one of my friends, and I know him as an acquaintance, he calls me up one day and he says, "Your tea is absolutely phenomenal." I says, "Great." I says, "I didn't know you were drinking." He says, "Well, I got it from Vito," he says, because he's got a bunch of it all the time. And he says, "I've been suffering, from gout for the last 10, 15 years, and it's just like horrible," he goes. And he says, "I started drinking tea. After 3 weeks, I've never had another episode of gout. It's so good that now I can eat salami and cheese and this and that." And I go, "Take it easy." take it easy. Just because it's doing well, you don't have to, try to exasperate it all by yourself, Yeah, so for gout, it works on virtually everybody. So gout's one of those issues where the tea, is effective for virtually everybody. Or, as you might have heard, for high blood pressure, it's affecting 50% of the cases because there's too many causes of high blood pressure. Who knows where it's coming from? But for gout, the success ratio is over 90%.
How about heartburn and
heartburn
acid reflux?
Too. Yeah, heartburn too, because what the tea does is it helps to regulate the bacteria in the stomach. And so it starts to do that. Now, with regards to acid reflux, you're looking at somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks to completely get rid of it. So, because our tea is not like a drug, because what the tea does is it helps the body to heal itself, to be doing what we're supposed to be doing in the first place. I mean, our body's not supposed to have acid reflux. But, it develops it. So what happens is we have to heal that part, and same thing with the gout. It'll take 2-3 weeks before, but you certainly start minimizing the episodes, and then after about 2-3 weeks, you shouldn't have any more episodes of gout.
Okay. That's about all I have.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much for calling in. One of my staff will be giving you a call in the next half hour to 45 minutes to take down your name and address, and we'll get you out the tea. You'll get it on Monday. And then please stay in touch and let us know how it works for you, because it's the only way we can help more people. And God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you, your family, and friends that it's had for mine and so many others.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, thank you for listening to today's show. We look forward to seeing you on our next show and talking with you on our next show. And God bless you all.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tehebo Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is That's $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word T, and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's 818-610-8088.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Out there anxiously waiting for a vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The good news is the FDA and outside experts from the CDC are set to make its determination as to whether the vaccine will be authorized for that age range in the next few weeks. If authorized, we are ready. We have purchased enough vaccines for all children between the ages of 5 and 11 in the United States. And it'll be convenient for parents to get their children vaccinated at trusted locations. And families will be able to sleep easier at night, knowing their kids are protected as well.
Like a starving dog having a large piece of meat dangled in front of it, Joe Biden literally drools on international television saying, soon we'll be able to get to your children. 5 to 11. I know parents really want this. I know you're fighting to get this done. I know you want your children protected. And we've got experts, the CDC and outside experts, that are about to authorize it. Oh, this will protect you. So let's unpack the lies. Not just that he's now coming after our children, as we knew that was the primary target all along. After it's been proven that these shots don't work, they don't protect you, they destroy your immunity, they make you twice as likely to get COVID, more likely to go to the hospital, more likely to die. That's in the British Medical Journal. It's in the John Hopkins reports. So he's telling you the big lie, that it's safe and effective and it'll, quote, protect you, and that you really want this protection right now. That's the number one giant lie. Then he goes on and says, oh, it's going to get approved, if it gets approved, he kind of jumped the gun there, by CDC experts and other outside experts. Well, he knows that a bunch of CDC officials quit. He knows the panel voted against it a month ago. He knows that the two top scientists over vaccines at the FDA quit. He knows a bunch of others quit. He knows they said don't do booster shots for anybody. He says they know don't give shots under the age of 16. He knows all that. And so he's like, oh, and the CDC experts, oh, and outside ones, meaning Fauci and all those, that will say it's the best thing since sliced bread, regardless. So again, this is the outright, total, complete assault that's going on. And out of all the great people out there that are criticizing this tyranny, most of them always add the proviso, oh, I'm not against vaccines. I just think we have a right to free speech. Well, this isn't a vaccine. This isn't traditional vaccines that have the classic issues with them, like being tainted, or the UN adding sterling hormones to it. It's not that. It's not the classic bad responses and then them covering that up, but it's on the inserts. No. This is a system that literally goes in and manipulates and damages your body to start attacking a protein that is in the uterus, that is in the ovaries, that is in the testicles, that is in the heart, that is in the brain, that is in the lungs, that is in the arteries. And they know damn well it's a slow death sentence that will cause hundreds of different illnesses that, again, the criminal medical system will get incredible power out of. So this is crossing the Rubicon. This is throwing down the gauntlet. This is coming after our children, and you know damn well they've already had a bunch of people quit in Europe, in the UK, in Australia, in New Zealand, in the US, And they don't care that the experts quit and said, don't do this. They've got experts, like the current head of the FDA that legalized OxyContin for children and legalized fentanyl. Yeah, that lady. They've got people that will do anything, that will sign our death warrant, because America is under biological attack. The same people that cooked up the Wuhan virus, the China virus, the same ones that released it, are the same ones that blocked the medical treatments for it. And they're the same ones that are now censoring members of Congress when they speak about it, or members of Parliament. Yeah, it's now come out YouTube is censoring members of the Parliament in the UK that are just against lockdowns and against vaccine passports. This is a corporate takeover. This is a corporate takeover for depopulation. Climate change is the pretext to make all carbon-based life forms the enemy. If I was writing a science fiction book about this, I'd say aliens ran our government that are anti-carbon, that are terraforming the planet to change it to the way they want it. But regardless, the facts are in. Our governments are out of control and want to kill us. We'll be right back. People ask me all the time, Alex.
Hi, folks. Rev here. The Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Malls to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That's peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
I'm watching the midterms. Man, you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Hey, you want a Trump? You want a Trump?
Oh, yeah!
For the president. You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like, to the bunker.
It's Friday, October 15th, 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm about to lay out all of the incredible breaking news that's taking place on this planet today. There is no doubt the Great Awakening has taken place, but the globalists are striking back with everything they've got. And if we do not trigger a true understanding for those that have awoken to exactly the enemy they're facing and how to defeat that enemy, this war will be a lot longer and a lot more protracted, and a lot more people are going to die. I want to explain this again, and we're not bragging, we're just stating survival facts here. This broadcast is the most hated, most demonized, most lied about pro-human transmission on Earth, and reaches the largest audience that any pro-human message has ever reached in the history of our species. That's just a fact. There are more people alive today, there are more people dialed into telecommunications, and quite frankly, even 40 years ago, maybe 1 out of 1,000 understood the globalist plan because it was embryonic at that point. Now it is operational. Now it is in our face. It is no longer in the Rockefeller UN womb. It is a healthy, psychotic young man of 18 years of age with a battle axe wielding it at us. So that's the allegory. That's the analogy. So here's the big news. You notice William Shatner, who went to space yesterday and returned back, said to Bezos when he returned, I saw death. I see death down there. Now, the full quote is, he said, I saw how fragile the earth is and how much danger it's in. And then when he looked at the earth, he said, I see death down there. And then he finished his little satanic riddle. And I'm not saying he himself is a bad person. I don't know Shatner. I can't judge him. I know people that know him well. They say he's a very nice, smart, caring man. And I certainly think he's entertaining and funny. And I've been watching him since I was a little kid. But that said, I've gone and seen his one-man show several times. So I like William Shatner. But that said, what he said, whether he was told to say it or whether he heard people say it and didn't know exactly what they were talking about, but you have to understand, these globalists have a religion that they are overseeing the earth, that they are guardians of the earth, but not guardians the way you would think to save the earth and be good shepherds of the earth, as Genesis tells us to do, but that they are here to use the earth as like a chrysalis or like an egg yolk, to basically use its energy and its populations, not just human, to have this metamorphosis from the caterpillar into the butterfly of whatever that's supposed to be. And they talk about it being this electrochemical synthetic computer that merges with silicon, and that's why they talk about the AI gods. I mean, this is the real cult that they follow. I've been talking about it 25 years, but it's come out in mainline literature in the last 15 or so. And so what did William Shatner say? Let me just repeat this. He said when he looked out the window, he saw how fragile the earth was, and he saw death. In fact, that's the order. I see the earth is fragile. I see death. I contemplate death looking at the earth. And then he went on NBC News and several other channels and made the statement that soon a great catastrophe is coming. In fact, the exact quote is even more chilling. The coming catastrophic event.
Did William Shatner just mess up and tell the world something that we weren't supposed to know? He was just doing an interview today with NBC News, and in that interview, he started talking about the, quote, coming catastrophic event. Here, listen for yourself.
And it had everything. We're so happy that you're here.
And it feels everything.
Good. Yeah.
And the realization, once again, the fragility of this planet, coming catastrophic event, and we all have to clean this act up now.
Well said.
The coming catastrophic event. What?
The coming catastrophic event. Looking down on the earth and seeing mass death because the earth is so fragile and the humans are hurting it. You know, you could say these are just the ramblings of a 90-year-old man who's just been on top of a rocket, blasted into subspace, and then came hurtling back down, being born in popularity out of the Twilight Zone and then Star Trek, and then actually living to the year 2021 and seeing that unfold. It must be incredible. And I have to say, I'm envious. But It's not just Shatner saying all this apocalyptic end of the world stuff. He's not like some crazy guy with a beer on the side of the road saying it. He's William Shatner, and he goes to these globalist conferences, the transhumanist conferences. I know people that are rich and powerful, billionaires, that have been to these. They're kind of the outside feeder groups into the deeper levels of the New World Order, where they go and hear from Ray Kurzweil, the head of Google Futurist programs, and learn how they must give up their humanity. And how humanity must be overwritten. And then again, out of that comes this beautiful metamorphosis. So, it's not just him saying it. It's the UN. It's all the major corporate media. It's AOC and Beto O'Rourke saying 2 years ago, the Earth ends in 12 years. The Earth ends in 12 years. Why would they say in 2019, the Earth ends in 11 years? She said 11 years. He said 12 years. And then they shortened and said 10 years. Why do they do that? Because they've all been told the end of the world's coming in 2030. As we know it, the third world's going to starve to death. There's going to be mass famines. There's going to be new deadly viruses that are, quote, created by global warming that are going to kill billions. Because they're not being brought in on the fact that this is being done by design. They're not being brought in on the fact that it's not global warming collapse in the third world. It was the lockdowns. They're not being brought in on the fact that it's Peter Daszak and Gates-funded programs with Fauci creating these viruses and releasing them in China. They're just being told, hey, the end of the world's coming. We've got to cut off resources. We've got to dig in at the same level, you know, you would if a giant asteroid was coming that you knew was going to kill 3 billion people. And the rest of the population is going to be running around like maniacs, burning and killing and stealing. And so you go ahead and decide to depopulate them before it actually hits. This is the situational ethics they're using with these people and telling them that the end of the world is imminent. So you've got to accept global government. You've got to accept censorship. You've got to accept authoritarianism. You've got to accept forced inoculations. And you've got to accept mass death and carnage, because it's all for a greater good, because you've been let into the managerial class of the world government, and you're going to be protected with those bunkers they've built in northern Canada and in New Zealand and in Kauai, Hawaii, and in Tasmania and in all these other places. But of course, you're really not going to be protected. They want to keep the intelligentsia that isn't fully on board with them close to them, knowing only part of the story. And so that's why this is so chilling. That's why my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is so important, because it's their master plan laid out 15 years ago, and now we've left beta and are in operational. So just remember, with all we're going to cover today, the backdrop of the fact is William Shatner sees death on the face of Earth, like the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and he rode on the white horse was named Death. That's what he sees in your future. That's what he reads off that tarot card, seeing the planet. And he tells you, because the Earth's so fragile and the coming great catastrophe is about to take place, because this is their ethos. This is the new myth they're being given them, that they're going to be on Noah's Ark like Moonraker. They're going to survive, but all the rest of us have to die, and there's going to be a nostalgia for us, but it was for a greater good. And oh, William Shatner and the elites didn't kill us. The viruses came because of global warming, because we were bad. That's why we died, not because it was cooked up in a lab and released on us 12 monkey style. The attack has already begun. If we don't reverse it now, most of us listening and most of us watching this program today will be dead very, very soon.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, It became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen, and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Hi, folks. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So, if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to this Friday edition. Owen Schroyer is about to take over here on the Alex Jones Show. But if you're listening, this is a life and death emergency SOS for all of us. The globalists are buying up all the companies. They are devaluing all the major currencies. They are undermining production worldwide to purposely sabotage the carrying capacity of the planet so that the industrialized society we've built cannot produce enough food and medicine for the general population. This has been tested out under sanctions in countries like Iraq, where the sanctions were estimated over 15 years to kill more than 2 million people, most of them children. And so when William Shatner talks about the big cataclysmic event he's talking about the globalists pulling the plug on civilization and then throwing out some voodoo of how, oh, it happened because the earth was too warm and new viruses emerged from the jungles that were really cooked up in laboratories. If we don't figure this out, if we don't expose this, if people don't paradigm shift and realize this is a new type of warfare, they're going to win. It's going to become increasingly obvious to everyone that this is real and not my opinion. It's from their own documents. Listen to me or prepare to die in the next decade. I would not be laying these things out. I would not be saying these things if they were not true. And I know it sounded crazy 25 years ago or even 15 years ago when I made Endgame, but now it's out in the open. The globalists have decided to carry this out. They've already implemented so much of the collapse that it may be too late to even turn things back now for the general public. And we're going to see billions starve to death in the chain reaction in the third world alone. And then the globalists, again, are going to organize those people through the UN. They're going to pose as the savior over the survivors and use them as a political, cultural invasion force and a permanent underclass they're going to manage and control. That's just one part of this organized global collapse that they're carrying out that gets more dystopic as it expands, not less. But at each leg of it, they're going to promise to make things better if you just give up more rights and more freedom. And you have to understand that what I said earlier is the key to all of this. A, get close to God, realize it's a spiritual fight. That's most important. But B, they cannot carry this out if there is a mass awakening and epiphany and understanding of governments controlled by major corporations, in control of crisis management, creating and exacerbating crises to get more power and control, and to sever and shut down and destabilize society. That's why they block medicine, antivirals that end up killing tens of millions of people. That's why they order lockdowns. They know we're going to starve to death the third world where most people live hand to mouth. All of this is very, very simple if you understand geopolitical systems, economic systems, and cultural systems. And so we're already
10% into their operational phase. We've been in beta since the end of World War II. Now, in just the last few years, and they've said this at the UN, Biden said this, they've all said it, this is going to be a transformative decade to bring in the new world order, to bring in the Great Reset, to, quote, build back better. And that means after they collapse our civilization, after they make you a pauper, after they make you extremely poor, if you're even lucky enough to live, they will then dictate biological control over your body. And you're already seeing them put a deadly shot in your body, trying to make you have it to keep your job or travel. You're already seeing where they want to take you with this in Canada and Australia and other areas, and it's all directed by the UN. So again, it's not coming, it's here. And it gets worse, not better. But that's why they do it by increments. They take a little freedom, then tell you it's okay, take a little more, pat you on the head, tell you don't rebel, don't stand up, and by the time you turn around, everything has been taken from you and you've been chained down, you've been prepared for extermination, which is their final plan. They don't just want to have a big mass of poor people they control. That was the old feudalist model of control. This is a post-industrial, post-human exterminist operation. They didn't have votes at the UN in Rio de Janeiro in 1992 to put this in place, so they were playing games. They didn't make all those quotes and make all those statements I put in the film Endgame because they were playing games. These are the most powerful people on Earth, but the only way they get away with it is posing as the saviors while they implement this crisis. And if they can sell the guilt trip on you and your family that you're a bad person, that the superviruses are appearing, and that the fires are appearing, and the floods are appearing, not from weather weapons, not from bioweapon labs, but from you, you having a car, you having a child, you living. So these people are absolutely evil. They are selfish to the core. They want life-assisted technologies. They want to use us as guinea pigs. And they've already been killing us in mass with these poison vaccines. They've already been killing people in mass with these lockdowns around the world. And now that is just an hors d'oeuvre to the main course, and we are the main course. Now, Owen Shorter is about to take over the balance of the broadcast. There's so much more to get to later. I may call into the show because this whole thing with Joe Rogan and Gupta is so big and is so important. And there's so much other incredible news taking place. And it didn't make national news, but in Florida, they're kicking the police chief, Art Aceveda, out in Miami because he tried to forcibly inoculate the police all over the country. From Dallas to Chicago to L.A., the police are saying no, that's good. The firefighters are saying no. The nurses are saying no. The military is trying to say no. And Biden's threatening to court-martial them. I mean, humanity is struggling. Humanity's fighting for its life. And that's a good thing. But we have to come together, black, white, old, young. We have to come together and realize that they're dividing us and they're conquering us. We've got our own differences. We can settle those later. But the globalists are coming down on everyone, and they're targeting everyone. And it's up to us to realize that if we don't do it, nobody will. So listen, listeners, you know it's not a game. That's why you tune in. But your friends and family know it's not a game now, too. They're ready to wake up. So now is the time. Now is the time to plant the seeds. Now is the time to tell people about Band.video and freeworldnews.tv and Infowars.com and to be proud of those sites. They've been proven right. They've been proven correct. You've been proven correct promoting it. You've been proven correct supporting it. And to give people that life-saving information. The people perish for lack of knowledge. So again, however you can, whenever you can, tell people the truth lives at Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video. And yes, help keep us on the air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. The sale ends this Sunday. 40% off on DNA Force Plus that cleans out your mitochondria in your cells and helps your telomeres last longer, and with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more. It's 40% off despite the fact it's going to sell out in the next month. I'm keeping it on that sale till Monday morning. X2 is on sale. So good for you. The Essential Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Ultra 12. Winter sun, if you haven't experienced what these things do and the fog that personally takes me out of when I remember to take them, you need to experience it for yourself because you know it funds this operation. You know it keeps the tip of the spear on the air. You know it's a victory there. It could be a straight-up donation. It'd be a victory. But instead, you also get an incredible product back that makes you healthier, wealthier, and wiser, and for you and your family. So I know you as an audience know this, but if your friends and neighbors and families and perfect strangers don't know how important vitamin D is or vitamin 12, or they don't know about iodine deficiency, it's up to you to warn people and up to you to let them know. And they don't get it from us, get it somewhere else. Just make sure it's high quality. Make sure it's real. But back when we started promoting real deep earth crystal iodine 10 years ago, nobody even had it. Now it's a huge industry. A lot of other folks are putting it out. That's great. That's our job, is to be trailblazers. Yes, now Joe Rogan, as I told you a year ago, is red-pilled. He woke up really a year ago, a little over a year ago. I told you he was going to get hardcore. People thought I was making that up. Now you see he's hardcore. And it's the same thing with so many other people. It's our job to be trailblazers. It's our job to be icebreakers. It's our job to hit the barbed wire first. And that's what you've done. So please support InfoWars and support your own future. Remember, God's watching. So whatever you do, let the Holy Spirit guide you. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Now I hand the baton to Owen Schroyer and the great InfoWars crew in the ATX. InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan, and that's what global lockdowns would then trigger. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price, and we probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast, to get an incredible product at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar, making your life a lot healthier.
Hi, I'm Doc.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry radio church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available. Daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability. Ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS. That's 970-663-7897.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's
like inside his cave. Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hey,
yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
tell me what it's all about.
Okay, we are now live from the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer now live from the desk. We will be rejoined by Alex later. And I've got just stacks and stacks of news on my desk here. A lot, of course, as usual, dealing with the vaccines and with COVID, where now in Taiwan, I guess they're just being honest about everything in Taiwan, and they're saying, since they've been issuing the vaccines, that more people have died from the vaccine than COVID. Now, do you think that's exclusive to Taiwan, or are they just the only country that's being honest about what's going on? Do you really think there's only one country on Earth that has been vaccinating its citizens that's having more death from the vaccines than COVID? Do you really believe that? So I've got that news clip and that news report coming up. Now, if you recall, they're doing everything they can to try to erase the past, which is Fauci and Daszak and the rest of these people and Michael Spector, and we played the clips. We replayed a lot of it on the American Journal this morning. They're doing everything they can to erase their past of them bragging about the gain-of-function research, them bragging about the spillover research, them saying, this is a quote from Michael Spector saying, wouldn't it have been better if more people died during the swine flu so we could force more people to get vaccines? It sounds shocking, you can't believe it, but he said it, and I mean, I've seen the clips, we've played the clips. So they're trying to erase that, and they've been caught engaged in a lot of their criminal activity, but then they just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, oh, we're sorry, hold on, we'll do better next time. So they launched their investigation about a year ago into the Wuhan lab, where the virus originated, where Fauci is running operations out of, and it was all interior people that Daszak was friends with, people that were interior in the Wuhan lab. And so then even people in the World Health Organization and others said, well, wait a second, this is an investigation that is corrupted just on its face, because this is the potential people that need investigating themselves. So obviously they're not going to find anything. So the World Health Organization had to come out and say, okay, we'll do it again. You caught us. We were investigating ourselves. And so, yep, that's not good. We'll just do it over. We'll just do it again. And so they did it again, and they launched their new investigative team, but they did the exact same thing, and they hoped we wouldn't notice. New World Health Organization COVID origin investigation team includes another Peter Daszak minion. The World Health Organization recently put together a new team of researchers to investigate the origins of COVID-19 pertaining specifically to the lab leak theory, and declared that this time conflicts of interest would be avoided. However, one of the leading members is a scientist who signed EcoHealth Alliance head Peter Daszak's infamous Lancet letter, which attempted to shut down the theory before it had even been looked into. And there's more on that from Steve Watson at InfoWars.com. So they get caught with an inside investigation to investigate themselves, so nothing gets found, and they say, okay, we're going to do it again. And then they do the exact same gambit. And they thought we wouldn't notice. They really thought we'd bury our heads in the sand. They really thought we'd trust them this time around. So what are they going to do now? Are they going to have a third one? Or are they just going to let this one run its course and say, all right, we've just determined that no blame in the Wuhan lab, no blame to Fauci, no blame to Daszak, just shut up, live in fear of COVID, get your vaccine, and let us dominate your life. But perhaps this is even more revealing. Not in the same way, but in a curious way, because as we know, Joe Biden is not really managing things. He is ceremoniously the president of the United States, but not really in practice. He can't even read off a teleprompter. He's reading off a teleprompter, and he doesn't even remember people's names that he just had meetings with. He falls asleep in the middle of meetings at the in the Oval Office, and then he can't remember the president of Kenya's name, and he just says, President Kenya. So that's how big of a joke this guy is. So who's really running this show? Well, we've heard Ron Klain is one of the main men behind the scenes running things. Now, this is a tweet from Ron Klain in February of 2019. And it's in response to this tweet from Tom Inglesby. And in fact, I see if you can find the full tweet from Tom Inglesby, because I just have the... I'm not sure if there's a thread here, but he says, if the U.S. government deciding to fund experiments aimed at making bird flu or other lethal viruses transmissible between humans, it should publicly lay out its analysis of risks slash benefits, who made the decisions and how at all for public discourse. And so, again, this was not a secret at the time. We have the documents. Fauci's name is on them. They were doing gain-of-function research. They were doing spillover research, gain-of-function, making viruses more transmissible, more contagious, spillover research, taking viruses out of animals or and infect animals and making them infect humans. This is what Anthony Fauci was doing. It's on all the documents. There is no debate. He had multiple panels where they discussed this, and Dosik discussed this, and they bragged about it, and they just don't want you to know that that went on. They just want to bury that and act like it never happened now that it's their research and their virus, COVID-19, that has done all this devastation to the world. So whether you think it was intentional or not is irrelevant. It was Fauci, it was Dosik, and everybody knows it, even Ron Klain. So there's Inglesby at the time, and this is when Fauci was doing some of these board meetings, by the way. This is when Fauci was doing some of these public meetings, like the one that we covered the other night that we played replays of on the American Journal today with Michael Spector saying, don't you think it would have been good if more people died? Wouldn't more death have been a good thing, don't you think? And Fauci's, you know, sitting there nodding his head. And so this is the freak show we're dealing with. But it wasn't a secret at the time. Now, you can try to put all this together and make sense of it, but there's things that we know. So you could say, hey, why is Fauci in January of 2017 saying that there's going to be a surprise pandemic, a surprise outbreak that catches Trump off guard? Why was he saying that? Well, perhaps there's room for debate and discussion there. But there is no room for debate or discussion. Fauci and Dosik and all the people they were involved with the Wuhan lab, were doing gain of function and spillover research with bat viruses, with SARS viruses, with COVID viruses, with flu viruses. That is not up for debate. It's on record. It's done. And so here's Ron Klain commenting on this, who's supposedly running the White House behind the scenes. It's hard to overstate the risk of this if it goes wrong. Oh, wow. Just a reminder that the largest single mass death event in U.S. history was not World War I or II or the Civil War, but the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic. Experts like Tom Inglesby and his colleagues should be consulted. So here's Tom Inglesby commenting on the research that is on record being done by Fauci and Dosik and others at the Wuhan lab because they had to move it out of North Carolina because it was deemed to be too dangerous. So they said, we can't do this research in the North Carolina lab, shut it down. But instead of shutting it down, they just moved it to China. Everybody knew this was going on. They had public panel discussions. We have all the documents. And now here is even the man running the White House behind the scenes commenting on it saying, hey, this research is dangerous. If something's go wrong, there could be a deadly pandemic. So here's the guy running the White House essentially incriminating Fauci and Dosik because they're the ones that made the virus that got released from the lab.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not...
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Finding it hard to buy high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank? Look no further, because High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef direct from us, the ranchers. Lock in today's lower prices before October 15th in bulk packages or box sets at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
PE Shows, your local hometown gun and knife show. November 6th and 7th, we'll have the largest selection of guns, new and used, ammo, knives, accessories, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Conveniently located off I-25 and Highway 34 at the outlets at Loveland, our dealers buy, sell, and trade. There's also $50 CCW classes and a giveaway of a semi-automatic shotgun at this show. Go to PEShows.com for more details. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Significant that one of the White House chiefs of staff, I'm not sure his exact position off the top of my head, Ron Klain, but he's basically running things behind the scenes, was calling out the dangers of Fauci's research in February of 2019. Now, I can't pontificate on this any further, even though it probably warrants it. This is pretty significant, but I've got to get to the rest of this news. But it just begs the question. Is there no will at all, anywhere, to investigate Fauci and Daszak and their involvement with development of the virus known as COVID-19 and the Wuhan lab and the Chinese military? Is there no will? Are all of our people in our government that would be in charge of such investigations, are they just ignorant to all this? Are they totally compromised? Are they told that they're not allowed to investigate? How is it to this point? How is it to this point where, and this is kind of the beauty of it, where it's not just InfoWars that has all this information. It's not just InfoWars that's reporting all this information. I mean, dozens of outlets are reporting this information. Tucker Carlson has reported on it. The National Pulse has reported on it. The Gateway Pundit, the National File. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Hell, even mainstream news outlets are admitting all of this is real. So where's the investigation into Fauci? Where's the investigation into Dossick when even Ron Klain, who's one of the chief advisors to Biden, was calling out the dangers of Fauci and Dossick's research in 2019, and we have all the public panel discussions of Dossick, of Fauci, of the others, saying that, yes, we are doing gain-of-function spillover research, we have the documents, we have all of it. We've presented the entire case. All you need is one individual with the prosecutorial power or subpoena power or indictment power or whatever investigative power to look into Fauci and Dossick, and it's all there, man. It's all there. But somehow it's just, there's no takers. There's no interest. And now the World Health Organization is going to be investigating themselves again. I mean, look at this. This is even in the Washington Post. It was even in the Washington Post. So how is it Fauci is above reproach or beyond reproach? How is it there's no investigation, nothing, when everybody knows he was involved? And Rand Paul calls him out for lying under oath. So see, I've got to move on, but we should never move on from this. This should be it. This should be where it goes. But I've got to move on. But there you go. There's just more evidence that everybody knows it was Fauci that was making COVID-19 in a lab. Everybody knows it. Everybody knew it. And yet Fauci gets away with it, supposedly responsible for the biggest pandemic in world history. If you believe that. I mean, they're the ones selling you that. So how does Fauci get away with it? And now you have to suffer? Now the countries of Earth have to suffer? Now you have to take an experimental vaccine? So you get faced with all the punishments from Anthony Fauci's research in a Wuhan lab and a virus getting out. And you have to suffer. Not Fauci. He's more powerful and rich than ever. And apparently above the law. But I've got to move on. And so, you know, Chip Roy, I think, is a real good person. An honorable man from Texas who is in Congress, and he got called out by Jesse Kelly, who's a conservative commentator, radio host, about when the 15 days to slow the spread happened, how Chip Roy was all about it, and he called for shutting down businesses and everything. Well, Chip Roy responded the way an honorable man would, and he says, "I admit my shame. Against my gut, I accepted 15 days to flatten the curb out of deference to POTUS and the possibility the virus would be worse. I immediately called for a firm reopen date and took heat for it, but I admit my error and I apologize. Hashtag take back America." So that's an honorable person right there who admits a mistake and is trying to right his wrong. And he may be one of the only ones in Congress like that. Which is sad, but true. Now, getting more deeper into the latest COVID developments, leaked audio reveals Army doctor telling soldier with medical issue to take vaccine shot or fate course court-martial. So you understand this precedent now is, you're going to have, if this trend continues, and Biden basically asserted that it will, and I've got these clips coming up, the video clips coming up soon, basically, it's going to get to a point where you either take the vaccine or you're going to get arrested. And I understand you don't think this could ever happen. You don't think this could ever be possible. Have you looked around lately? Have you looked around lately at the things you thought you'd never see that you're seeing every day now, and it's getting worse? Empty shelves, intentional economic warfare against us. I mean, how epic is that? We have blatant economic warfare being launched against us right now, and it's just not even a big deal. It's just, oh, okay, whatever, and we just take it. So now you're in the military, you're going to face court martial if you don't take a mandatory vaccine that is experimental, not as good as natural immunity, which most people probably have by now because they've already had COVID. So, hey, get a leg amputation. Well, I don't need a leg amputation. I just ran 10 miles. Don't care. You're going to face a court-martial if you don't get a leg amputation. Hey, you're going to have triple bypass surgery. Well, I don't need triple bypass surgery. My heart is in excellent condition right now. Never had any problems. Don't have a history of problems. Doesn't matter. Get that triple bypass surgery or face court-martial. So there's just so many different levels and angles of the absurdity here. And we just have to sit here and take it. This is what it would be like if you were a slave. Navy announces plans to expel those refusing COVID vaccine and revoke benefits. Yep. Total tyranny. And then this is exactly what Alex was talking about yesterday. This is exactly what we've been talking about for, I guess, almost a year now since the vaccine rollout. And we started having the doctors on about this, saying that you're going to have immunodeficiency syndrome from this vaccine. It's going to destroy your immune system. And then anything that gets in there, your immune system won't be able to fight anymore. And you're actually going to get really sick. And then they'll just say it's COVID because you can ramp up the PCR test or whatever to just say, oh, yeah, everybody's got COVID. So then they'll just say it's COVID and then they'll say, see, it's a bad pandemic. You should have gotten a vaccine or you need to get 10 vaccines. A comparison of official government reports suggests the fully vaccinated are developing acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. So what does that mean? That means vaccinated individuals no longer have an immune system. Think about that. You've lived on this planet, let's say, for 40 years, or hell, I'm 32. So I've lived on this planet for 32 years. I have a developed immune system that is very strong and resilient against a lot of different things that have come in and maybe got me sick, maybe not, and I build the immune system. I have natural immunity to COVID. I've been around all kinds of COVID people, had dinner with them, nothing. And I was being facetious yesterday, but I'm dead serious. I will share a glass of water. I'll share whatever. I'll try to get COVID. I'll try to get sick with COVID. I won't because I have natural immunity. I had somebody COVID positive staying at my house for a week. Pretty sick. Not that sick, but you know,
by now,
pretty sick.
You know how good
came
CBD
to my house for a week and ended up getting sick. I said, hey, just stay the week. I'll take care of you.
CBD can't
never got COVID.
Help you with.
Had dinner with
those
this individual.
Annoying
never got
calls
COVID.
About your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs.
So,
or racist.
Should I
talent.
Get the vaccine?
Climate
well, if
coaches.
I did get the vaccine, what would happen? I no longer have an immune system. So
Alex
all
Jones.
The things in my immune system.
This has been a friendly reminder. From your friend,
for all the developments of my immune system that I have gone through from 32 years on planet Earth will all be wiped out with this vaccine. And I think we're just beginning to see really the true effects of this. Because maybe down the road, and this is more of a question to pose to a doctor, but you know, how bad can it really get with the elimination of your immune system? With things like the chicken pox or other such things. I never got a chicken pox vaccine, but my neighbors got chicken pox when I was a kid. I'm probably about 5 years old. I remember my mom sent me over there. Next week, I had chicken pox. Lasted about a week. Now I'm immune to chicken pox. But who knows? That's what I'm saying. How bad can it get? Now, let's say an old person that has a natural immunity to chicken pox, when you're elderly, chicken pox is actually devastating. When you're young, it's fine. Let's say now elderly people that have gotten this vaccine no longer have immunity to chickenpox. They get introduced to chickenpox. They get chickenpox. They die. Those are some of the repercussions that are very potential here, high potential, because the vaccines are killing your immune system. But hey, maybe one shot doesn't do it that bad, but two shots, three shots, four shots, your immune system is going to be wiped out by these vaccines. But it doesn't matter. They're still pushing full throttle on the gas. It's almost as if they want this.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People ask me all...
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, the shopping cart KHNC, and make your 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
That human sacrifice is a thing of the past. We don't do human sacrifice anymore. Maybe we do. I don't know. Maybe we should check with Planned Parenthood on that. Or perhaps this graphic is a little more hitting to the core of things right now. Because it's now official out of Taiwan. They're admitting it, at least. I would say that there's zero chance Taiwan is the only country experiencing this. They may just be the only country being honest about it. More people in Taiwan are dying from the vaccine than from COVID. Now, if you follow InfoWars, if you listen every day, you know myself, Alex, Harrison Smith, our guests, everybody, we cover this every day. And so every time I see, you know, stacks of these stories, it's like, well, do I cover this again at the risk of being redundant? Well, yes, I do, because nobody else is going to cover it, and it's very important. 21-year-old fully vaccinated student dies of COVID as breakthrough cases continue to climb. So are they really dying from COVID? Or are they dying from side effects from the vaccine? Because if the COVID vaccine gives you COVID and then you test positive for COVID when you die, well, then you died of COVID when it could be something else. Or is it just the official NIH protocols that are killing?